the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrents fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun Alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on the 20th of Ramadan 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. You're listening to this episode from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This night is the second night of Qadr.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahri, bil-Afu Tatina. Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahri, bil-Afu Tatina.
On the 20th of Ramadan, corresponding to 12th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Please keep us in your dua and prayers during these nights and these precious moments. For this episode, we choose chapter Al-Qadr. We listen to it and then we come back to speak about this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ.
And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
How is the night of honor better than 1,000 months? Apparently, this night as being better than 1,000 months is for the value of worshipping and keeping vigil on that night. The narrations on the virtue of the night of honor and the virtue of worship on it are abundantly mentioned in the books of both major groups of Muslims, the Shiites and the Sunnis, that certify this meaning. Furthermore, the descent of the Quran on this night and the descent of the divine blessings and grace cause the night to be better than 1,000 months.
Ya Rabb, Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq al-Akwan. Ya Rabb, Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq al-Akwan, Zidna min al-Iman, Fi Laylat al-Qadr.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, Ya Fadla Barina, Khayrun min al-Dahri, Bil-Afu Tatina.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, يا فضل بارنا يا ليلة القدر يا فضل بارنا.
Let's look at the benefits and rewards of the night of power or Laylatul Qadr. The holy night of Laylatul Qadr, otherwise called the night of power, night of decree, or the night of destiny, incites 1,000 month worth of rewards in a singular eve. If one executes any acts of goodwill on this night, they reap the rewards of having performed the good deed for 1,000 months, or 83 years. This is believed to be the night that Allah revealed the Holy Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, linking the night of power or Laylatul Qadr and their relations to one another. As a result, it's during this night that our destiny is said to be written for the remaining year. Consequently, everyone should make the most of this significant occasion by gaining as much reward as possible.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Laylatul Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. And what can make you know what the night of decree is, or the night of power is? Imam Ridha alayhi salam has said, Allah determines a night of decree everything that will happen from this year until the next, whether life or death, good or bad, or sustenance. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees on this night will certainly come to pass. Certainly this does not conflict with human free will and the concept of choice, because divine decree is issued by angels according to individuals' merits and qualifications and in proportion to their faith, piety, purity of intention and deeds. Without doubt, concepts such as promise and threat, warning and glad tidings, punishment and reward are meaningless without human having will and choice. The presence of humans in the gatherings of the night of decree, worship, prayer, and etc. are manifestations of human will and choice. The greatest mistake regarding the reality of divine will is that some people consider themselves the owners of everything and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolutely delegated all affairs to his servants. Thus, there is neither reward nor punishment nor responsibility in ethics. Another group thinks that humans are compelled beings with no choice or freedom, and everything is determined by fate and destiny, while the truth is something in between these two views, meaning neither the compulsion of fate and destiny nor the absolute delegation to the servants, because some actions we perform by our own will and choice, such as eating, drinking, going, coming, and etc. And in some other actions, like being born, dying, and etc., our will and choice are not involved. On the night of decree, numerous angels descend to earth, so much so that the earth becomes crowded with them. Therefore, it is called the night of decree, or destiny, or Qadr, because one of the meanings of Qadr is constriction and tightness. And on this night, the Quran, with all its status and significance, was revealed by the angel of high rank to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, ma lana rabbun siwa.
Now, what to do in the night of Qadr? During the month of Ramadan and over the course of the year, many of us tend to recite the Holy Quran without knowing what it is we are actually reading. Take some time out to translate the meaning of the Holy Quran on this night. It is, after all, the night the very first verses of the guidance were revealed. Ask yourself one simple question. Would you read an English book from cover to cover if you did not understand what you were reading? think about it twice. Now, another a'mal is supplications or du'as. It is said that you may ask Allah for whatever you wish for on this night, legitimate desires, of course. But in doing so, do not forget to make as much du'a as possible for others and seek repentance as much as possible to your Lord for your sins on this night. Keep us in your prayers too.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القويم للرشاد
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات
Laylatul Qadr is a time for self-reflection. The night of power is a time for self-evaluation, meaning you should reflect upon yourself, question these things. As a Muslim, are you humble? Is there more you can do for your amal, or is there more you could do for others whilst you still have the opportunity? Are you a good person? Do you have decent characteristics? Have you got good morals and values? Do you have good akhlaq? Could you be a better person? Identifying all the things you feel you could change or better about yourself. Accept that no one is perfect and be your own harshest critic in order to improve, inshallah.
Ya Allah.
I used to fly from Orange County Airport, and once you take off, immediately you are over Balboa Island and Newport Beach. So when I walk in Balboa Island, I look at the prices of these homes. Each one is 5 million, 7 million, 10 million, some of them $20-25 million. You see them big when you walk next to them, but when you fly over them, and it's only couple of thousand feet, no more. You see, these homes of multi-million dollars are so small, so insignificant. My friends, this is the reality of this life. We have to look at the life from above. Then we will find the reality of this life. Everything in this life, every mansion, every castle, every palace, every city, every skyscraper is so insignificant, so little, so small, because you are higher now, you are higher. When you are higher spiritually, every material thing becomes so small to you. You don't get attached to it. But if you are low spiritually, then you are overcome by materialism. Then you get attached to everything. Remember this analogy, don't forget it. Laylatul Qadr tonight tries to make us higher, to lift us up spiritually, to lift your heart up.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special, and I invite you to listen to other episodes on parstoday.ir/en, tag Call of Islam, and there is our archive there. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah about this beautiful, most beautiful night in the year, which is called Laylatul Qadr. There's a three nights of Laylatul Qadr, the first night, the second night, and inshallah very soon we are going to be in the third night as well. In this beautiful hadith, Rasulullah says, Shahru Ramadan Sayyidu Shuhur, means the month of Ramadan is the leader of all other months. There's a beauty in other months. Month of Rajab, there's a beauty in it. Month of Sha'ban, there's a beauty in it. Like Zilhijjah, there's a beauty in it. But among all other months, month of Ramadan is the leader, is the superior to all of them. Shahru Ramadan Sayyidu Shuhur wa Laylatul Qadr Sayyidatul La'ali. And the night of Qadr, the night of destiny, is the leader of all other nights. So basically, Ramadan is the month of Quran. There's a hadith from Rasulullah in Ahlul Bayt where they say month of Ramadan is the spring of Quran. A spring of Quran means you enjoy with Quran. In the month of spring, we enjoy the nature, we enjoy the greenery, we enjoy everything. In the month of Ramadan, why Ramadan is month of Quran? In Ramadan, there is a spring of Quran because we enjoy a lot of our time with Quran. There's a beautiful hadith, it's a beautiful story from one of the great scholars, Ayatollah Sayyid Abdul Karim Kashmiri, where he says, if you can't read a lot of ayat, don't worry, just read one ayah and keep reading this ayah from morning, from the dawn till dusk. Keep reading this ayah. Every ayah has a hijab on its face. Every ayah has a veil on its face. If you keep reading this hadith, keep reading. At the end, by the dusk or by the maghrib, this ayah will remove the veil from its face and you will know the secret of this ayah. It's a beautiful blessing. It's a beautiful secret. It's a beautiful code. It's a beautiful gift from Ayatollah Sayyid Abdul Karim Kashmiri, this great arif. He says, if you can recite a lot of ayat, no worries, no worries. But make yourself busy with one ayah and keep reading it. Keep reading it with the intention of you're trying to learn something from this ayah. And as he mentioned that every ayah has a secret in it. At least a secret, or maybe tons of secrets in ayah. You know, this has been said in hadith. There's a first level of meaning in the hadith. The second level of second depth, or setting second deep status in the ayah. The third deep status. The fourth deep status. So as much as you read this ayah, keep reading it. Keep reading it. Keep contemplating on it. Keep thinking on it. It will take you to the deeper meaning, and that's the goal. That's the goal. You don't have to recite a lot of Quran while you don't understand that. No, there's no benefit. Try to read Quran while you understand it. Read the meaning beside the reading Arabic. Always read the meaning. Always read the translation. What language you speak, English, Urdu, Hindi, Farsi, Arabic, Japanese, Spanish, what language you speak, always recite Quran with the translation, so you understand that Quran should go into your blood, into your mind, into your spirit. Marhum Ayatollah Kashmiri said, keep reciting one ayah many, many times in a day and keep thinking on it until this ayah removes the veil from its face and gives you its gift. Gives you its gift. And what's a gift? The secret lies down in this beautiful ayah. So this is the beauty of Laylatul Qadr. This is the beauty of Qadr nights. In Qadr night, you have to relate yourself somehow with the deeper level of Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow the depth of Quran, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Ramadan Kareem, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan. It's really, really emphasized, and it's also very valuable, okay, to recite the Quran Kareem more than before in the holy month of Ramadan. Yes, we really welcome you all, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, to our Quranic session. Inshallah, today we will talk about some of the verses from Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 65, 66, 67, and 68. These four verses from Surah Al-A'raf on page
158.
So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, turn to page 158, Ayah 65, 66, 67, and 68. So, we'll practice these verses, but first, if you agree, we listen to a recitation. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yep. Let's listen to a recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ila 'adin akhahum huda. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنا لكم ناصح أمين.
Nice recitation. So in the previous verses we were talking about Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Right? You remember I told you Allah Almighty wants to talk about prophethood in the next verses, From Ayah 59. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا. Allah Almighty talked about the prophetic mission of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Now, in these verses, Allah Almighty wants to talk about the prophethood of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. All right?
Yes.
So, Allah Almighty says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ, and to the people of Ad. Ad was the nation, the people of Prophet Nuh, Hud alayhi salam. أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَرْسَلْنَا أَخَاهُمْ نُوحًا. Alright? It's like this. I mean, the meaning is this way, that we sent Prophet Nuh, أَخَاهُمْ أَخَاهُمْ. Allah Almighty wants to say that, yeah, we chose Prophet from among themselves, who was a person who knew best his people. Okay.
Yes.
Who knew best his people. So Allah Almighty sent Prophet Hud alayhi salam to them. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. The same as Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. He is embracing the religion of God, inviting people to worship
Allah
Almighty. اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. He said, O my people, worship Allah. مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. You have no other God besides Him. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Will you not then be wary of Him? قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. The elite of his people who were faithless. The same as the people who stopped Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who stood up against Prophet Nuh alayhi salam.
Yes.
So the people, mala', the elite, the elders, or we can say the influencers of the qawm, the nation, they stood up against Prophet Hud alayhi salam. They said, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَ. وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. The people of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam were much respectful than these people. Look, they said, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Alright? We see you in manifest error. We see you are wrong. You're going the wrong way. Look, the people said you're going the wrong way. But these people, they insulted their Prophet. They said what? إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَ. Indeed, we see you to be in... illiterate. Safi, somebody who is not mature. It's said, وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And indeed we consider you to be a liar. They fabricated lie to their prophet. So this shows that they were really disrespectful people. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ. Again, look at the Prophet. Prophet never gets angry. They insult the Prophet, but Prophet shows mercy. And kindness. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَةٌ. He said, O my people, I'm not in folly. I'm not what you call me, you're immature. وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Rather, I am an apostle from the Lord of all the worlds. I communicate, I deliver. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَأَنْصَحُ لَكُمْ وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاسِحٌ أَمِينٌ. And I am a trustworthy and well-wisher for you. So, this is what Prophet Nuh alayhi salam said to his people. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more. We can't explain more than this. Since we are running out of time, we have to mention the tajweed points and practice the recitation. So, brothers and sisters, time to pay attention to some tajweed points. Hussein, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. هُودًا. I made a pause. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. Is that correct if I make a pause and read it this way?
No.
What? Why?
Because it should be Huda.
Huda. The Tanween Fatha changes to?
Alif
Mad. In case you stop,
yes.
One question. Hassan, can I make a pause here? There is a stopping sign, I think.
Yes.
Qila. What does that say?
It says that it's better to stop.
Better to stop.
Yes.
So, I did it well then.
Yes.
Okay. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. What if I continue, Hassan? Listen. وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. What if I continue?
Yes, you can continue.
So Qila tells me,
it's better to stop.
Better to stop and still you can continue. Good job. Thank you. And what about that jim? Little jim there.
Jim allows you to stop.
Jim says, you're allowed to make a pause here. Don't worry. Okay, stop here. There is a bus station for you. Okay. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So there is no important point because in the previous session we mentioned all the important points. They are the same. مَا لَكُمْ Extend the sound. And yes, the غَيْرُهُ if you connect it to أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, make sure you stretch the sound of هُو. And that's all.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه من قومه. Ali Nasir, tell us about this.
Yes, we have إخفاء.
إخفاء. How do you do that?
We should hide the sound of noon. Yes.
How do you do that?
من قومه.
Make sure you do not read it من قومه. Do not pronounce the noon correctly. Yeah.
Yes.
So من قومه. You can extend since the mud is jais. لنراك في سفاهة حسين. في سفاهة و
في سفاهة
في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين. قال يا قومي ليس بي سفاهة. Again the same as سفاهة.
Yes.
ولكني رسول من رب من رسول من رب العالمين. The rule?
إضغام.
إضغام. You merge them, you join them. أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنا لكم ناصح أمين. أَنَا لَكُمْ. The last point, and yeah, that will be all. أَنَا. Do you see on the top of a leaf you have a circle? The letter O in English, like the letter O in English you have there. So what does that say, that sign? Huh? Anybody remember? In Tajweed class we learned this.
We shouldn't pronounce the sound of Alif.
Mm-hmm.
We should skip the Alif.
What is the sound of Alif? The sound is stretching. Yeah.
Stretch it.
So I say, you mean we don't have to read it. We should skip word, the letter Alif.
Yeah, we will join the noon to the next letter. Or we don't stretch it.
Oh, good. Wa'ana.
Yeah.
Na. Wa'ana. Not na. Hasan? Wa'ana lankum. Ana lankum. Not wa'ana lankum. So,
yes.
Why? Ana lakum has another meaning.
Yes.
You say ana lakum. Ana lakum has another meaning. So, ana, is there any case that you can read the Aleph?
When you stop.
So it says, when you stop, read the Aleph. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَأَنَا لَكُمْ. So if you stop, read the Aleph, this tiny O says. When you stop, read the Aleph. When you continue reading, huh?
You skip the Aleph.
That's it. So I will recite these four verses one by one. Make sure, inshallah, you repeat after me. Let's have a very nice recitation all together. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, get ready. Ready, everyone? Huh?
Yes.
Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا
وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
أفلا تتقون
أفلا تتقون
قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة
قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة
إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين
إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين
قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين
قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين
أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنا لكم ناصح أمين
أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنا لكم ناصح أمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much Brothers and sisters, thank you for being with us till the end of this session. That's all from us for today. Ramadan Kareem. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, thanks for being with us. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma. صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi. وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Dear brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of supplication of Abu Hamza. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. Oh my Lord, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with prayers I hold communion with you. It benumbs the pain of fear that torments me. Regarding this part, we have discussed the different aspects of heart, the most important of which was the reality of remembrance. We have concluded that even the highest forms of worship are having remembrance as their spirit. So remembrance is the spirit of any kind of worship. This is what we need to understand if we want our heart to take delight, if we want to remove the rusts of our hearts. So most of the time, as we said in the previous episode, we do not know what the problem is with our lives. We do not know why we're anxious, why we're agitated. But the awliyaullah know the consequences of the sins and know why they are anxious. So, as the Holy Quran says, we sometimes even love to eat the flesh of our dead brothers. How? Not only we do not abhor backbiting, but in fact we enjoy indulging in it. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. It is evident that our heart's sense of smell is weak. But remembrance of Allah does not mean mere tongue twisting. In fact, the criterion, the axis, is related to the remembrance that is rooted in the heart, that is enlightened by the heart. You may remember in the previous episodes we mentioned that remembrance of the Almighty Allah first must be having its roots in the heart and then must be showing itself in the tongue of the supplicants.
Ramadan The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So, this is the spirit of remembrance. The essence of dhikr is the attention of the heart, but verbal dhikr is not without effect. And of course, when we say that remembrance of Allah is not just about mere tongue twisting, of course, we need to be aware of the positive effects of verbal adhkar as well, because they are not without effect and use, and they are better than vain or useless talk. Except at the time of talking to their companions or answering their questions, the Imams of Guidance, the Infallibles, used to perform dhikr. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, for example, has said, "The tongue of my father, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, was stuck to his palate." It alludes to his constant recital of La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. So, the important point is that even the Infallibles have been teaching us throughout their entire lives to be always in remembrance of the Almighty Allah. The constant remembrance of Allah. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aisha qalbi. How could they endure all those hardships in their lifetimes? How could they face and tolerate all those problems, all those enemies, and all those challenges? Bidhikrika aisha qalbi. They could revive, they could purify their hearts by the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, by talking to Him. The heart is like a sea in which dhikr and remembrance exerts influence. Sometimes this dhikr is like the sand on the seashore that creates normal waves and footprints that easily disappear. But many adhkar and acts of worship we form are like normal waves, and the depth of our hearts is elsewhere. Sometimes, however, dhikr is a strong wind that turns the heart upside down, exerts a lasting effect. So, one of the features of the heart is that it can correctly grasp the truth, and this is the spirit of grasping the truth. How can we get our hearts to understand the truth, to sense the truth? Just like the hearts of the Awliyaullah who understand and recognize the reality of committing sins. This is how they could achieve that. Remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Jannah, ya Allah, ya Allah.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Call of Islam page will welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. For today's discussion, we have invited Sheikh Rouhani and a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer questions related to Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Insha'Allah, 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 you'll find your way.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, Imam Ali alayhi salam was assassinated by Ibn Muljam on the 19th night of the holy month of Ramadan, and he got martyred on the 21st of the holy month of Ramadan. So many people say that Imam, because of the divine knowledge that had, he knew that if he goes to the mosque to lead the prayer, he would be struck with the sword of Ibn al-Muljam. But he did so, and even they say that Ibn al-Muljam was sleeping in the mosque. Imam went to him and woke him up. To do his prayer. Why Imam Ali alayhi salam would do such an action? Isn't it, for example, a kind of suicide or commitment to suicide or what?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, this question asked from many scholars.
Yes.
In the history of tashayyu. Let me mention some of the answers that are given to this question by some of the great scholars. One of the answers is the answer of Shaykh Mufid, radwanullahi ta'ala alayh. According to his response, though the Imam had the knowledge about his martyrdom, that it will happen in that mosque in a night of the holy month of Ramadan, for example, night of 21st, for example,